Hi, Professor. Am I too early? I can always wait outside. No? Great. I'm sorry. Did you not want the door closed? That's my bad. I know you're very concerned that your female students are safe. I really appreciate how you deliberately leave the door wide open whenever we meet. That shows so much respect for me. But today, I've got something a little bit personal to discuss. And to be honest, I'd be embarrassed if I thought anyone could hear what we're talking about. So, is it okay if I close it? Just this once? Yes? Okay, thank you. That's so nice of you. So, first of all, thank you so much for your comments on my last paper. They were super helpful. I think that's why I love to be in your courses. You pay such close attention to your students. You're so helpful. We're never faceless to you, never an inconvenience. You really do care about us. That's why we love to learn from you. Anyway, in your comments, you asked how I was doing personally and socially, whether I'm enjoying my time as a student, and you offered to talk about anything that was on my mind. You remember writing that, right? Okay, good. Because I took your comment very seriously, and in fact, there's something that's really bothering me. I just really appreciate that I can talk to you about it. It's starting to interfere with my studies. No. It's nothing to do with your teaching style. The readings you've chosen are great, and I love our class discussions. Like I said, I really, really love having you as a teacher. It's a little bit more personal, okay? How can I put this delicately? Let's see. So, you've seen me outside class, right? I mean, we bumped into each other in the quad at the coffee shop, walking to class. And I hope this doesn't sound too, like, boastful. But you know I have a boyfriend, right? Actually, boyfriends. A lot of boyfriends. So, I know you probably think I'm having such a great time and everything. And in some ways I am. It's nice to be popular. And, of course, it's always nice to be desired. Sexually, especially. To a casual observer, it might look like I'm a very satisfied young woman. I know. But the truth is, I'm really, really frustrated. Why? Well, that's a good question. I'm trying to figure it out. I guess it's just that, like, the guys I hook up with on campus, they don't really know how. The truth is, they just don't know how their hand should feel on a woman's body. They don't know their way around a woman's body. I mean, sure, they know it feels good to put their dick inside me. And they love to feel my soft mouth on their cock and all that stuff, of course. But it's like they're in such a hurry to come and to please themselves and so desperate for release. And sometimes I just don't feel taken care of. I feel ignored. I feel like they're just using my body to jerk themselves off. Oh, God. Did I really just say all that to you? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I know it's a lot for you to hear. Am I crossing boundaries here? Is this weird? No? You want to hear more? That makes me very happy. I really need someone to talk to. Can I kiss you on the cheek? I just want to kiss you. Thanks. It's nothing sexual, you know, just an honest appreciation for you taking the time to hear me out. So, does this make sense to you? Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it weird that I feel I'm being ignored? Even when my boyfriend is grabbing my tits and rubbing my pussy? No? You don't think that's strange? Thank you. Thank you for saying that. It's like, I just need someone to understand. I mean, although my boyfriend's hands are all over my body, it's almost as if I'm not there. There's no attention to me. No careful study of what I want or what really is going to turn me on. In a way, I guess it's not really his fault. He's so full of testosterone, he can barely wait to come. Were you like that at your age? You were. That's hard to believe. You seem so different. I sense that someone like you takes their time with a woman. I mean, you know, you don't rush things. You know how to draw it out and tease your lover. Am I going too far? Let me know if this gets uncomfortable for you, okay? You know, I've had an occasional hookup with an older man. Yes, a friend of my father's. Are you shocked? Don't worry, it wasn't pedophilia. He didn't exploit me. In fact, I seduced him. And I took great pleasure in seeing how he responded. Are you sure it's still okay for me to go on? Your face is getting kind of blushed. I guess it's not every day one of your brightest female students comes in and talks about her sexual responses. Is it too presumptuous of me to think that this is getting you aroused? Don't worry. That really, really pleases me too. Anyway, I found that as a man becomes experienced, he slows down in the best way possible. He knows that the secret to receiving pleasure is to make sure he gives it. And he knows that the key to a woman's pleasure is the clitoris. So, while all his body wants to do is to be inside her, he holds off. He waits because he knows that this woman will be much more ready for that after she's had a delicious clitoral orgasm, one that opens her up and creates that ache, that void in her, that need to be filled. That's what makes her ready to receive him. That's what makes her really enjoy receiving him. And as an experienced man also knows that it needs to take place as he's fucking her. Her clitoris needs to be stroked, flicked, and teased as he's moving in and out of her sweet pussy. Or if he can't do it himself, he needs to position his angle of entry so that she can touch herself and bring herself to orgasm. That's why I love doggy style so much. Because the man can hold my legs firmly and push himself really deep inside me, stroking his shaft in and out of my hole, teasing my lips. lips with his cockhead as he enters me, and then again as he leaves my pussy, maybe using one finger in my sweet little asshole as the other hand kneads my cheeks. And at the same time, I can be rubbing my fingers over my clit, bucking and writhing under him, moving my body this way and that, as he holds me firmly, my thighs secure in his hands, until I start to come and scream for him to pound me. Can I tell you a secret? Please. I've often imagined that scene with you as my lover. And when you've been lecturing or leading a discussion, or when we have an appointment together in your office, I just can't stop myself from fantasizing about how you'd make love to me, skillfully, tenderly, teasingly, at first, until I was so desperate, I pull you inside me, loving how it feels as you fill me up, giving me your baby. I'd be so proud to be your girlfriend, your partner, your wife. So, that's why I've not been able to concentrate in your course. Do you have any ideas about what we can do? How we can address my problem? Sit in your lap, of course, Daddy. Can I call you Daddy? Can I be your girl? The good girl who pleases her daddy and who is cared for? Will you take care of me? Will you take care of me in every way? In every way. Oh. Oh, I feel so tight. You want me to move my legs a little further apart? Yes, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh. I didn't wear any panties today. I guess maybe I hope something would happen. Feel me down there between my legs. Touch me. My leggings are so wet, aren't they? Let me slide them off. Oh, God. Oh. Love that. Oh, my pussy is free. I love to feel the fresh air on it. Here in your office, sitting in your lap, naked from the waist down, my lips glistening with my own juice. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. I really need to be touched right now. Mm-hmm. Your hands feel so warm. Just stroking me. From my knees up to the top of my thighs. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can feel your fingers brush the edge of my labia. That's so nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. push my legs further apart. I want you to. I want to be spread open for you. I want to be more open for you than I am for any other man. Any other man. Please expose me. Spread me apart. Inhale my scent. It's just for you. Oh, God. Your fingers are peeling my lips open. Oh, babe. Daddy, you're so good to your girl. You take such good care of her pussy. Yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're parting me. You're spreading me open so good. Oh, I'm trembling. Oh, my pussy. Can you see my clit? Love her. Please touch her. God. Your fingertip. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, fuck. God, that's so good. Yes. Just drag it back and forth. Back and forth. Oh. Over my sweet little clit. Oh, God. I love those little circles you're making. I love them. Oh, fuck. I really want to come. You want me off your lap? Okay. And to bend over for you. Like this. You like this, don't you, Daddy? Me with my ass cheeks thrust up to you, pert, tight, and fighting. You know I've been a bad girl, right? I've been really bad. Only for you. Oh, God. Keep rubbing my clit. Oh, fuck. I can feel your tip rubbing against me. You're so hard. Did I do that? You want to come inside me? Don't you? Do you want to come inside your baby girl? I want it too. That's it. Put it all the way inside me. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're really inside me. Am I as tight as you fantasized about? Am I as wet and warm as a good girl should be? Oh, God, I've dreamed about you fucking me for so long. But I never dreamed it would feel this good. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I can't stop. Oh, please, come inside me. It's okay. You can breed me. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't stop shaking. That was so loud. Do you think anyone heard us? Are you all right? You look totally wrecked. You look... Your cum is dropping onto the carpet. That's going to take some explaining. You really wanted me, didn't you? Go on, admit it. You fantasized about this. You fantasized about what it would be like to fuck me, haven't you? Well, here's a little secret. You can have me whenever you want. My wetness, my warm insides, my soft lips, easing your tip into me, my mouth, my cunt, sliding down your shaft. They're all yours. I'm all yours.